Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville's Smokin' Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel reissued an identity theft warning during Identity Theft Awareness Week, urging residents to watch for signs their personal information may have been stolen. Identity theft, which involves the unauthorized use of data like social security numbers or credit card details, continues to rise, with more than 1.1 million cases reported nationwide in 2024, including nearly 24,000 in Michigan. Nessel encouraged consumers to stay alert for red flags such as missing mail, unexplained bank activities, and credit denials. She also recommended preventative steps like using credit cards instead of debit, shredding sensitive documents, monitoring credit reports, and limiting use of personal checks. The Attorney General's office also highlighted the Michigan Identity Theft Support System, a resource to help victims recover their identities. Residents can contact the Consumer Protection Team for assistance to file complaints. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined a bipartisan group of 35 attorneys general urging an XAI to take stronger action against its AI chatbot, Grok, after it was used to generate non-consensual sexual images and content involving minors. The coalition says users have prompted Grok to create sexualized depictions of women and children without consent, fueling harassment and exploitation. Nessel called on the company to immediately disable that capability, removing existing harmful content, and report illegal activity to authorities. In a letter to XAI, the attorneys general warned that Grok's permissive design appears to enable this misuse, and said the company has marketed that feature as a selling point. While XAI has recently added limited safeguards, the group is demanding assurances that the protections are effective, durable, and consistently enforced. They also want XAI to honor takedown requests, a requirement that will become mandatory under the federal Take It Down Act in May of 2026. The coalition said Grok's outputs may violate state and federal laws governing non-consensual intimate images and child sexually abusive material. In Michigan, current law already provides civil and criminal remedies for AI-generated explicit content. The attorneys general are asking XAI to detail how it will prevent future abuses, delete content already created, and take action against offending users, and give X users more control over whether their content can be altered by Grok. When we come back after this sponsor message from Louisville Smoke, we'll get to more local news.
Get all-you-can-eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke and Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all-you-can-eat pasta and all-you-can-eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well. Assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, January 22nd, 2026 at 7:19 p.m., officers with the Port Huron Police Department responded to the 3000 block of 26th Street for a report of a physical domestic assault in progress. As officers arrived on scene and approached the residence, the suspect began firing shots towards officers. Officers took cover and established a perimeter around the residence. Additional resources immediately responded to the scene, including the Port Huron Police Department Special Response Team and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team. During the incident, the suspect fired multiple rounds toward officers from an upstairs window. Officers with the Port Huron Crisis Negotiation Unit briefly spoke with the suspect. When further attempts to communicate were unsuccessful, a drone was deployed into the residence to assist in locating the suspect. Using the drone, officers located the male suspect, who appeared to be unresponsive, in an upstairs bedroom. The special response team then made entry into the residence and located the suspect deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No officers were injured during this incident. The incident remains under investigation. No additional information is available at this time. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries, weather, school closings, cancellations, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke and Port Hope, with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April. 4711 Kendi Road in Port Hope.